This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's progress in the space sector today is making the lives of ordinary citizens easier. In his video message on the occasion of National Space Day, Mr. Modi said, India views space technology not only as a tool for scientific exploration, but also as a means to enhance ease of living.
Bharat space technology ko scientific exploration ke saath hi ease of living ka bhi madhyam manta hai. आज स्पेस टेक भारत में गवर्नेंस का भी हिस्सा बन रहा है. फसल बीमा योजना में सैटेलाइट बेस्ड आकलन हो, मछुआरों को सैटेलाइट से मिल रही जानकारी और सुरक्षा हो, डिजास्टर मैनेजमेंट हो या पीएम गतिशक्ति नेशनल मास्टर प्लान में जियोस्पेशियल डेटा का इस्तेमाल हो.
Mr. Modi said India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies like semi-cryogenic engines and electric propulsion and will soon launch the Gaganyaan mission, recalling that 2 years ago, India became the first country to reach the south pole of the moon, creating history. The Prime Minister highlighted that India has also become the fourth country in the world to possess docking-undocking capabilities in space. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the Indian Space Research Organisation ISRO has developed a geo portal that provides accurate information on droughts, rainfall, weather and other parameters, helping farmers plan their crops more effectively. Addressing the session of the National Space Day celebration virtually in New Delhi today, he commended Indian space scientists for their contributions in supporting farmers. The Department of Post under the Ministry of Communications has decided to temporarily suspend all postal articles to the US from 25th of August. The decision came following an executive order by the US government under which the duty-free exemption for goods valued up to $800 will be withdrawn with effect from 29th of this month. Ministry of Communications said in the release that all international postal items for the US, regardless of their value, shall be subject to customs duties as per the country-specific International Emergency Economic Power Act tariff framework. However, gift items up to $100 shall continue to remain exempt from duties. Customers who have already booked articles that cannot be dispatched for the US due to these circumstances can seek a refund of postage. Relief and rescue operations are being carried out on a war footing in disaster-affected Tharali of Chamoli district in Uttarakhand. Various teams from the district administration, local police, SDRF, NDRF, Army, SSBP, SSB and ITBP are engaged in relief and rescue efforts. The body of a young woman has been recovered in this incident, while the search is ongoing for another missing person in Chebdo Bazar. More than 150 affected people have been accommodated in the tehsil premises, where food, water and medical facilities along with other basic necessities have been arranged for them. Secretary of Disaster Management and Rehabilitation Vinod Kumar Suman said that the situation in the affected area is stable and the relief and rescue teams are working swiftly. The United Arab Emirates UAE has condemned Israel's newly announced settlement plan in the occupied West Bank and its ongoing military operations in the Gaza Strip. The UAE Foreign Ministry said that the measures were serious violations of international law and relevant UN resolutions and posed a grave threat to regional and international efforts to achieve peace and establish an independent Palestinian state. In Jammu and Kashmir, the three-day first Khelo India Water Sports Festival at the iconic Dal Lake concluded this evening at the iconic Dal Lake in summer capital Srinagar. Madhya Pradesh finished as a topper by winning 18 medals, including 10 gold medals. 21 Khelo India athletes, all from rowing, took part in the festival. The final of the 134 Durand Cup trophy is underway between Diamond Harbour FC and the incumbent Northeast United FC at the Yuva Bharati Kridangan in Kolkata. When reports last came in, the Northeast United FC was leading 3-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.